Hello everyone, welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Glass Beach. Thank you for joining me, and do remember that there will be a few grammar notes at the end of the podcast, so join me for them. Glass Beach. Glass Beach is an interesting place that we visited this summer. It is on the coast of California, to the north. The town is not spectacular. It's the beach that draws the tourists. I had never been to a California beach, and I suppose I was expecting it to be hot and sandy. However, it was cool and foggy for the first day. And there were many beaches. They were small, rocky coves that had caves and sandy cliffs. Seagulls and seals were here and there. It was the perfect place for exploring. My children climbed and jumped around like monkeys that had been let out of the zoo. There were many rock pools where seawater had become trapped. These are the perfect places to look for crabs, fish, and other sea creatures. We spent hours walking around and searching for treasure. Not gold and silver, but glass. As its name suggests, Glass Beach is full of old glass that has been broken and made smooth by the waves. For years, the tides and the waves have tumbled bottles of different colours, and the result is wonderful. You can literally pick up handfuls of smooth glass pebbles. Interestingly, most of the blue glass has been picked up by tourists, leaving the greens, reds, and yellows still on the beach. Okay, just three grammar points today. The first one is the verb that I use early on in the podcast, the verb to draw. Well, there are two meanings of the verb to draw. The sentence was something like, the beach draws tourists. So to draw can mean to design with a pencil or a pen, and it can also mean to pull in some way, or to attract. So in the podcast, I use the verb with the second sense, to attract. Let's see a couple of examples. A. Donald Trump always draws lots of media attention. Donald Trump always draws lots of media attention. B. The honey face mask draws out impurities from the skin. The honey face mask draws out impurities from the skin. Number two, a cove. What is a cove? Well, really, it's the same as a bay. You find a bay or a cove on the coastline, on the beach area. It's a small, rounded area of beach that is sheltered. You can also find a cove in other places, in a mountain area, or a narrow pass between woods or hills can be a cove. And it's generally a place where you can find shelter. A. We had a picnic in a small sandy cove. We had a picnic in a small sandy cove. B. We sheltered from the storm in a cove. We sheltered from the storm in a cove. And number three, it's an important word to know if you're talking about the sea, the ocean, and that is the tide. The tide or the tides. And they are the regular coming and going of the sea. The sea rises on the beach and falls away on the beach. We talk about a high tide and a low tide when the water is high and low. A. The tide brought in a lot of seaweed and jellyfish. The tide brought in a lot of seaweed and jellyfish. B. We can't go onto the beach until low tide. We can't go onto the beach until low tide. So that's tide. And in fact, it just occurred to me, some of you might use a washing powder for your clothes that's called tide. And that obviously refers to the flow of the water. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Thanks for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com, and you're all welcome to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.